You're in tune with Organ First Radio. Happy New Year, everyone. And what better way to start off 2017 with Tommy Nimmo on bagpipes, heralding in Gerald Shaw at the Christie Organ with his own signature tune, Song of Home. And that was followed by Jelani Eddington at the huge San Filippo Unit Orchestra with Leroy Anderson's Song of the Bells. Now, last month you'll recall that many of the items were of a festive nature, so I hope you'll forgive me if I stick with that one more time, but only in terms of a name of a film, but for whatever reason, was used as a brand name for an electronic organ manufactured in the 70s by the Hohner Company, the Bambi. This demo recording was used to promote that model and comes complete with a sales pitch, but played by none other than Vic Hammett.
Now, a grand finale to reveal the full, rich tones of the band. It the Amazing Band. Are you convinced? Have you listened to the other side of the record? Don't delay, but ask your Bambi dealer about a free demonstration in your own home.
Well, the only place you'll find one of those organs today is likely to be on eBay, but as with most organs on sale, they're at ridiculously low prices, some even as giveaways, but you'd have to go and collect it yourself. Well, let's remain with the ebullient and sadly missed Vic Hammett for a brief trip down under to the Dendy Theatre in Australia and enjoy him in concert with this extract.
Now then, the next number, Melody on the Move, written by a mate of mine called Clive Richardson when he's sober. And he juggles a few notes around and expects that everybody can play them. Well, that doesn't seem possible. We put it in the programme. That's what happened.
Melody on the Move, played there by Vic Hammett in one of his many concerts in Australia. He was a master of melody and mirth, was our Vic. Talking of having fun, John Kiffin has come up with an idea that takes a light-hearted look at the days of children's radio programmes, and in particular, Junior Choice, which was presented by Ed Stupot Stewart, who in this month last year passed away aged 74. Ed Stewart was quite a prolific broadcaster and television personality, with shows on BBC One and Two, Top of the Pops, and of course, who could forget Crackerjack? Well, John Kiffin has assembled just 15 numbers, which is but a small selection of the requests that Ed Stewart was regularly asked to play. Tunes such as A Windmill in Old Amsterdam, Little White Bull, Gilly Gilly Ossenpfeffer, The Ugly Duckling and My Brother. Tunes which will be forever associated with Ronnie Hilton, Tommy Steele, Max Bygraves, Danny Kaye and Terry Scott, to name but a few. But I've chosen one of my favourites because it gives John Kiffin a perfect chance to show off many of these special effects that formed part of the original version of Right Said Fred. But do you recall who had such a success with it?
Thank you.
Right Said Fred, and the person forever associated with it was, of course, Bernard Cribbins. Interesting, the person who provided all the sound effects on that Cribbins classic was none other than Beatles producer George Martin, but on the version you've just heard, everything was provided by the Versi organ and the ingenuity of the player, John Kiffin. One thing about John is that he always seems to come up with an interesting idea for thematic-type releases, and those on A Junior's Choice are no exception. A full and complete list is on the webpage right now, as are copies from MSS Studios. Becoming quite a regular visitor to these shores is German organist Claudia Hirschfeld, and in April she'll be back once again for some private and festival appearances. Making one of her regular appearances in Cornwall, she'll be at Wadebridge Town Hall on the evening of April the 17th. Once again, the promoter is a local gentleman by the name of Simon Nutt, and he's being backed and supported by Barclays Bank PLC and Age Concern. The latter, of course, will benefit from the proceeds that night. The organ you'll see and hear is the latest in the Versi range, the three-manual Pergamon, and my money is on her including this next item, which also forms part of her latest CD with the title of My Heroes. The tune, of course, A Morning in Cornwall. A Morning in Cornwall, played by Claudia Hirschfeld, will be at Wadebridge Town Hall on Wednesday, April the 17th. And if you happen to live in that locale, then certainly it's a concert not to be missed, and I suggest you make a note of that date right now. OK, time for some theatre organ music again, and providing just that is Chris Barber, the resident organist at the Wurlitzer Organ in the Musical Museum, Kew Bridge in London. Here he is with that beautiful Cole Porter number from High Society, True Love.
Thank you.
True Love, played there by Chris Barber. And he tells me in a recent email that he's in the process of producing another CD in a little while. Guarantee you'll hear it here on Organ First Radio. The former Kingston-on-Thames Wurlitzer that you heard there was always a popular instrument for recording and broadcasting, and I'll return to that after a couple of contrasting tracks from a good friend of mine, Bruno Hoff, who heralds from Germany, and knowing the kind of music that I like, sends me some personal recordings from time to time, this next one being one of them. Written by Jerome Kern, with lyrics by Ira Gershwin, Long Ago and Far Away was first heard in the 1944 film Cover Girl, sung by and starring Rita Hayworth, although she didn't actually sing it. The song went on to sell 600,000 sheet music copies in a single year. Those facts apart, let's sit back and listen to the relaxed style of Bruno Hoff at his Korg PA1X Pro keyboard. Bruno Hoff playing Long Ago and Far Away. Well, less than a decade earlier than that composition was this next jazz standard, composed by bandleader Isham Jones, a song that has been recorded by everyone from Billie Holiday in 1947 to Amy Winehouse in 2003. Or should I put that, Bruno Hoff in 2016. Well, let's enjoy this interpretation as he puts together an interesting piano and saxophone mix with There's No Greater Love. There's No Greater Love, performed by Bruno Hoff on Korg keyboards. And thanks as ever to Bruno for allowing me to share it with the Organ First Radio listeners. I'm going to return now to the Wurlitzer, which is now the centre of attraction at the Musical Museum in London, and turn back the clock to have a listen to a couple of artists who first recorded it back in the 30s. Well, long before Joseph Seal became the musical director for ABC Cinemas, Howard Ramsay looked after that side of the business in the days when the cinema was part of the union circuit. This is another example of where a record label compiler decides to only include one side of a two-part medley. In this instance, side B of a Gershwin medley comprising of Swanee, The Man I Love, and I Got Rhythm. Here's Harold Ramsay. Swanee, The Man I Love, I Got Rhythm, played there by Howard Ramsay at the Union Regal ABC, whichever you like, Kingston-upon-Thames Wurlitzer, recorded on the Parlophone label. Well, once again, same organ, same year, 1937, but along come the Columbia recording engineers, who would seem to have slightly better microphones, as you'll hear in Love and Learn, played by the one and only Sydney Torch. Thank you. Love and Learn from the film That Girl from Paris, released the very same year of that classical recording by Sidney Torch. Mike Sullivan is a new name to these programmes, and he sent me a selection of tunes, some of which I expect will find their way onto a forthcoming CD. Mike has been a freelance musician for some 40 years, and apart from being an experienced church organist, he's a member of the Europa Jazz Band, shortly to change its name on account of good old Brexit. He likes to let his musical ideas have free rein from time to time, using, as we're about to hear, his Yamaha CVP-505 in this arrangement of the Carpenters hit number Goodbye to Love. Mike Sullivan. Goodbye to Love, played by Mike Sullivan on Yamaha CVP-505. But when working on a variety of engagements, private functions, Masonics and weddings from his Bromsgrove bass, he performs on the Tyros 4 with bass pedals. And, as I've said on this show countless number of times before, if any organ club secretaries are looking for new names to feature, then please get in touch with me and I'll quite happily pass Mike Sullivan's details on to you. Quite by accident, I assure you, but a quick glance at the tunes in this month's show, I notice that five have the word love in their titles. And this next one rounds it up to six, because it's Graham Wright at the Odeon Newcastle-upon-Tyne Wurlitzer, an instrument that he and his brother-in-law Dave Paulin purchased before removing it from the cinema. This is Graham Wright playing what was to be the final recording made in that cinema. A World Without Love and Sand in My Shoes.
Thank you.
the late Graham Wright, and A World Without Love and Sand in My Shoes. And that just about winds things up for the first programme of 2017. But there is just time to go out in much the same musical frame of mind as we entered, with a quick visit back to Scotland. Before doing so, let me just bring you up to date with the details of the third Klaus Funderlich double CD to be released within less than a year, something that we should all give thanks to the Not Now Music label for doing, something that I'm not aware has ever been done in all the years that this great artist was with us. Once again, the release takes the form of a series of private rehearsal tapes which he recorded for timing purposes prior to going out on the road for his 1995 UK tour. MSS have already got advanced copies in stock, and they've had them there since the middle of last month. So if you haven't got your copy yet, then now's the chance to enjoy an evening with Klaus Funderlich, which includes this edited extract from his lengthy, typically British medley. And from yours truly, Alan Ashton, and thank you once again for all your Christmas cards and New Year greetings. I hope to have the pleasure of your company each and every month throughout 2017. Bye for now. Thank you.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.